I've been telling you guys time and time again, carnivore is the way to go, and now you can try yourself for free.
That's right, guys. Get four carnivore samples free. We got chocolate, my personal favorite, fruity cereal, Frankie's favorite, Rocket Pop, and Cinnamon Toast Cereal.
Oh, and don't forget, you'll get a free Milk is for Baby shaker. All you have to do is pay for shipping. You get your four free samples. Try it today and bulk up tomorrow. Let's go.
Real show, here we go. Real show, here we go. You know that it's gotta be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man, F.E. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever it's happening out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about, you know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task, check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp, let the bomb blast.
Ready to rock and roll?
Welcome back to another episode of Champ and the Tramp podcast with Roger Matthews.
And Franklin Edgar.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. You're a little fired up this evening. You had a lot of wrestling going on over the weekend.
Man, doesn't stop.
I know, but the Edgar team did damn well.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You killed it.
Tuesday, I've been having wrestling. And really, actually, Monday, my oldest wrestled. So, yeah.
We were talking about, and V's getting into it now.
Yeah, she wrestles Sunday.
Yeah. I didn't know how to feel about that. I was talking to, you know, because obviously the girl's family's big into wrestling, her dad and stuff. But, I mean, it's not set up, and I don't know shit about wrestling, but it's not set up so that she's supposed to be wrestling girls. Just there's not a lot of girls available, so sometimes she has to wrestle boys, right?
Well, in this particular tournament, it was a girls' tournament. It right. was a girls' division, so she was only wrestling girls.
Only, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah.
But when we do, like, Devo, they call them Devo, like, development league matches where right. it's all beginners, she has wrestled boys in the past.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't know. She trains with girls right now only.
Right.
I think at this age it's kind of okay.
Right.
But, you know, now the sport is getting so popular that there's space for just girl competitions, and I think that's great. That's where they're really gonna be able to see.
Would you feel any differently about it if your son had to go up against a girl? Is it different?
Oh, he has gone against girls.
Oh, really?
A lot of times.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, Tina?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, no, sure.
Frankie probably did too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he's lost to a girl before.
Really?
Dude, they're at the young age, right. not recently, obviously. When he was younger, mm-hmm. like probably V's age. He has lost to girls that are good. They're good, man.
Really?
You know, because they're kind of the same. You know, but once he gets
you
older,
think they have any
goes through puberty, it's tougher. For
early advantages, more flexibility, or anything.
They're
or?
More usually more mature. The more girls mature. Earlier. Yeah. You know, they probably learn a little better too. I think they could focus a little better.
Yeah.
I think.
What
I don't know about my daughter. She's not very. She doesn't practice much. That's
yeah,
the crazy thing.
Yeah, you're saying.
But she's been doing like she does. She has. She goes to that one girl's practice. She has a pretty good coach, and you know, I actually was thanking him, or you know, about for making her fun, her good fundamentals. You know, simple stuff. You know, just keep wrestling in a box, right? You know, good head up on your shots, half in a wrist, you know, off your knees, stuff like that, and she did. She did a good job of that for not training much. You
she's,
know,
she's coachable,
but. You know what it is? Kurt was saying it, too, because his daughter wrestled. And he's like, yeah, they maybe don't wrestle much, but both of them have been watching this since day one.
This is true.
You know,
this
they watch
true.
It over and over a lot.
That is
know,
true.
Their whole
yeah.
lives.
Not only just at the tournaments, which they're at. Obviously, you can't leave V home. She's too young, so she probably goes to most of them unless she's at yeah. a friend's house. But you're constantly watching it on tape, too. So, you
yeah,
know,
it just doesn't stop.
Sitting
man.
Around the dinner table, you're watching it. When I got here, you were watching it.
I know, yeah. Well, I'm watching dual meets going on. The state sectional time mm-hmm. for high school in Jersey. Yeah, but this weekend, so I went down. So I got a stem cell IV on Thursday.
Yes, let's talk about
right?
it.
And yep. sometimes from what I hear, the reaction, which it happened actually, when I went to Columbia, I happened right away. I threw up right away, and then I was fine. And then I had it can give you just a, not an adverse reaction, but a different reaction. It makes you lethargic, a little, like, I had, like, chills and stuff. I didn't have a fever or anything, but I definitely didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. I was, like, very tired, very lethargic. My body was achy. My body's always achy, you know, from training and whatnot. But, again, I had the chills, so I had, like, a jacket on inside the place. So we went down to Wildwood that morning. Tino wrestled. He wrestled four dual meets.
That's Saturday.
No, this is Friday.
You got stem cells on Thursday.
On Thursday.
Okay.
So then Friday, well, okay, I got stencils on Thursday. Tino wrestles Thursday, wins the Tri-County, you know, 54-0.
That's amazing.
Three-time champ, you know, really, really cool.
I was at that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
No,
you were at the other one, but the one before that. But, yeah, the Tri-County, same spot. And then, you know, we went out to dinner. I had a couple of drinks. I totally forgot I took the damn stem cells, too, and I had a couple of drinks. And I'm like, which I never would have had. So I think, I don't know if, so I'm thinking I go to bed. I didn't get a good night's sleep. I don't know if it was because of the drinks, the stem cells, whatever. Wake up. I'm like, dude, I don't feel good. What the fuck? You know, and Renee was saying, yeah, that could be a side effect of the stem cells. So I'm like this, but then as the day goes on, I'm like, I don't know. I'm getting worse. I don't know if it is. I was literally coaching these matches on my back with my hands in my head. like yelling, ah, you know, Doug was with me. I had help, but still, I wanted to be there. You know, I'm coaching all these matches. And now Tino's doing really well. He's wrestling this one kid. He's up in score, 2-0 or something like that. Goes, picks bottom for the second period, goes down. He kind of does a quad pod. That's like, you know, he's it's called a quad pod, tripod, you know, like when your butt's in the air, right, and your hands are on the mat. The kid throws a boot in, right, and starts going like spread eagle. It's where you're kind of like splitting his legs apart, trying to get him on his back. And Tino's really not giving up back a little bit. It's like almost like breaking a plane, maybe where you can get back points. It's like shoulders nowhere near the mat. And you hear boop, pin. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what? What do you mean pin? Because I can't see the other kid at all, right?
You didn't say it like that because I know you.
No. I went, what?
You're pissed.
No. Yeah. I went, what? What? I was screaming, what? I kind of walked. I watched the video back. I kind of walked on the mat a little bit. And I'm like, oh. And I walked back. I didn't go all the way on. And Tino starts flipping out. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Tino's like, I want an exhibition, you know. And the dude the ref kind of goes and yanks. It looks like in my mind, in the emotional moment, it's looking like he's yanking at my kid because Tino's kind of like, you know, jumping around a little unhappy. So I run up and I'm like, don't you touch my effing kid's, you know, hand, arm. And he looked at me, his face dropped. He's like, I'm sorry, but he's the winner. I'm like, wait, what? What? I'm like, he's like, yeah, it was defensive pin. I'm like, bro, why do you say that? You know what I mean? Dolly. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I felt so bad. You know, I must apologize six times. And at the end of the match, like, sir, I'm really sorry, man. That was, you know, he's like, sir, he's like, yeah, it was just emotions. He's like, it's all right. It's a good story. He's like, I just saw DC last week. He's like, he's a bit of a whiner too. I was like, oh man.
That's something you won't forget, right?
Yeah, we took a picture after. And
that's cool. That's cool. The part that you don't mention, obviously, you don't want to sound egotistical, but I don't think he would have done that for anybody. He had to be a little nervous because it's fucking Frankie Edgar coming at him, right?
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah. No, he I think, you know, he realized who I was. Even before that, I think he was like, oh, kind of looking at him. And they took him. We had him all day. He was great. He was a good referee. Listen, these referees have tough jobs.
Right.
You know, we're wrestling. At this place, there's, I don't know, 30 mats there, you know, and
these are
60 teams.
Pretty much at that level, right? All these refs, doesn't matter what sport it is, baseball, whatever, basketball, whatever it is, they all have full-time jobs. They're just weekend warriors with this referee stuff, right?
Referees.
So they're going to make mistakes.
Yeah. Down there, wasn't that bad. There's very bad reffing. Very bad reffing. But down there, I mean, honestly, it wasn't that bad. And you know what you're getting? If they're bad for both, I'm cool. At least it's consistent.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't want, like, one bad for one side. That's when you have a problem with
it. Right. Makes sense.
But it's not. So I probably coached over 150 matches between Thursday to Tuesday.
Renee told me that day that you didn't feel well, you literally didn't eat anything that whole day either.
Nothing.
On top of feeling like shit.
So then, So that Friday, after that happened, they wrestled the four matches. I drive in the car. Renee drives me all the way back home to Toms River. I sleep for like 10 hours. Wake up, feel definitely a little better. Still a little wonky, but definitely better. Wake up 8 o'clock. Go to Frankie's match down in Pine Lands to go watch two matches, and then drive all the way back down, do another four more matches. and Wildwood. Stayed down there, hung out, went out to eat. Hung out with all the dads and the kids, which is cool. We all stayed in the Airbnb. And then the next day, coached four more matches. Mm-hmm. And now Valentina's wrestling. So, like, you know, Renee didn't even come down that day. She was with Valentina. So they're there kind of early. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to miss it. So, you know, Renee's like, oh, it didn't start. We just finished our last match. Like, oh, it still didn't start. So I'm like, all right, I jump in the car. Now I'm like, you know, I'm stepping on the gas. I'm like, all right, I might make this. And I actually make it. I get there and still had to wait. It was just, you know, typical tournament, you know, running behind.
Right.
And I got to watch V wrestle three matches.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. That was cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, parents that aren't in that world of any sport, there aren't, you know, parents to athletes, especially athletes that are really good. You know, they look at that kids, maybe their kid goes to school with a kid that's like a star athlete or whatever. They're like, that kid puts a lot of time in. What goes unrecognized is the amount of time parents put in, man. You're actually putting more time into the kid. The kid's probably sitting in the back of the car watching the iPad on the 2-hour ride.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I mean, what, you know, that to me, it's like I've been doing this my whole life.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like nothing different. Right. Now just I'm in a different position.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Passing of the torch.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it, man. I really do. That's why I'm really excited to get this academy open too. Mm. That'll be another branch of kind of what I do. You know?
Yeah. It's the hurry up and wait game, right? I mean, I guess you're being patient, but it's
got to suck. Well, you know, you can only control the things you can control, right? Like they say.
Amen to that.
Yo, you know who Tucker's sitting down with right now?
Putin,
right now.
In Moscow.
You know what I did? I seen something. They said
see the amount of criticism they're giving that guy. Like he's anti-American. Some senators even saying don't let him back in the country.
Yeah, he's got
like,
to
bro, yeah, I well,
you know who
he's exactly
yes,
what
you,
we.
This
need
is
right
why
now.
When they asked Putin. Does Joe Biden run the country? He says no.
How do you know that?
What do you mean? I see.
Oh, there was a clip. There was a clip.
It was like a text of it at least, and it said he said no, and he said, well, then who runs it? He's like the same people that have always run it. Mm. Who is it, Putin?
But what? Why villainize? I mean, I know why, but I'm just hypothetically speaking. Tucker so bad for simply doing the job of an actual real journalist. Let people hear the interview, right?
Yeah.
And then judge.
For yourself.
And then,
yeah.
No matter what side of the aisle you're on, but you should be able to hear it. There's no crime in words. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy, though, if you do think about it, right? Imagine, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, right? Imagine in World War II, a journalist went, still would be a good thing. A journalist went and interviewed Hitler. You just find out he's crazy as fuck, right?
Yeah. I mean,
has anybody done that?
I was going to say he had to be interviewed by somebody at some point, I'm sure. He was very outspoken.
Well, he did so much public speaking anyway, right?
Right. I'm sure it had to happen. Was, can you look up, see if Hitler was ever actually interviewed?
By what, American journalist? excuse me. I should have brought my drink down here. I'm thirsty.
Toby Keith passed away.
I did see that.
Talk about a true patriot. I mean, died of stomach cancer. Big dude, always was like
what, it was a country
larger
singer,
than life.
Country
and
singer.
Country singer. At the
what's
end,
what's his most famous song?
American Soldier, Red Solo Cup. Should have been a cowboy.
Yeah, I've heard them.
Yeah, of course you've heard them. Definitely.
This interview with Hitler, August 17th, 1932, by Hans.
Yeah, German dude, obviously.
Kaltenbrunner.
Yeah, so a German dude.
Yeah.
That doesn't really count. Has to be somebody that's...
But yeah, can you look that up? Like an American journalist? I wonder.
It doesn't have to necessarily be American, but anybody other than a German.
Well, I mean, when we're comparing Putin... I mean, Tucker, but we're comparing Tucker interviewing Putin. So
okay.
I'm trying to say, like, you know. No, it hasn't. I don't know. Der Führer.
I don't think anybody's putting, or do you think people put Putin and Hitler in the same exact category? I mean, Hitler is the definition of evil.
No, I'm just saying in a wartime, right, we're in war, right, with, well, not we aren't really in war. After being granted an interview with Hitler in 1931, Thomas wrote an especially unflattering portrayal of the soon-to-be German chancellor. The long essay, which first ran in the Cosmopolitan magazine, was I'm surprised you didn't even read this, Roger, was subsequently turned into a book called I Saw Hitler. He is formless, almost faceless, Thomas had written. A man whose countenance, countenance is a caricature of a man whose framework seems cartilaginous. Yeah, cartilaginous. Dude, these are fucking hard without bones. He is inconsequent and voluble, ill-poised, insecure. Did you set me up? He set me up, bro. He's the very prototype of the little man.
This is hitting close to home for you.
In addition to that injurious portrait, Thomas had produced a series of articles for the Jewish Daily Bulletin deploring Hitler's anti-Semitic because it was gay like Roger Matthews. Yeah.
All right, so that was an American journalist, but
there you go. So,
but received a letter from the Gestapo viewer.
But imagine though, so imagine what's going to come of this interview? Because I mean, what people are just going to say? Well, Putin's lying. He's not telling us the truth. You know what I mean?
Well, the good part about it, right, is that it's going to air unedited on X and also on Tucker Carlson's website. So nobody can say, you know, this was
doctored
or there was excerpts taken out, or it's going to be entire interview. I'm sure he'll have an interpreter there.
I know. How do you know the interpreter's not jaded?
Well, somebody will interpret for me. I'll get someone to interpret. Thanks, pal.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't know. I just don't understand, you know, why an actual real journalist would take so much criticism. I mean, I do understand why, but, you know, like they want, some people are calling for him to not be allowed back into the country.
Yeah, I think that's silly.
It's crazy.
And it's not like, okay, that'd be if Putin was like calling for destruction and our you know, like the death of Americans or something. And yeah, I could see that. It's like you're promoting something like that, but I haven't seen it, but that's not the issue.
Putin's been interviewed by like five other journalists.
I know, yeah.
Barbara Walters being one.
They interviewed Kudryavtsev before the Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Okay.
They interviewed that guy from Chechnya.
What guy from Chechnya? I'm not familiar.
The leader from Chechnya.
How long ago was this?
This was probably within the last like 3 or 4 years.
Okay,
I'd say.
So then why isn't that?
It
shouldn't be. It's journalism,
yeah, right?
But,
exactly. But why isn't that being?
Because it's Tucker. That's why. Because it's Tucker.
Yeah.
Because he probably isn't being fed the questions. You know what I mean? He's probably actually asking legitimate questions that are his own,
mm-hmm.
not reading from a script like probably most of them were.
Yeah. Well, for sure.
It's crazy, man. What's going on in this world?
Man, it's really depressing, if honest.
You see that thing I sent you today about Mayorkas?
Yeah, but what, I don't understand.
214, 216.
But what about that? I know.
We wanted to impeach him.
I know. Why, though? Why do we want to?
Because he's letting millions of people over the border.
That's the one. Okay. Yeah. He's the head. He's in charge of the border.
Well, he's, yeah. What's his official title?
Homeland Security, right?
I don't know if that's his official title. He's...
Secretary of Homeland Security.
Okay.
Yeah, and they kept them.
But a bunch of, and it goes to you.
Yeah.
Goes to what you say.
Like I said,
they're all fucking evil.
They all are.
They're all in a big fucking.
And the more I think
group together, and we're not in it.
This is what's scary because, like, you know, Ian Smith.
Did you see that, Andrew?
Ian
the
Smith
Republicans.
Says, no one's coming to save you. Yep. And then what he says, what that scares you is you can't vote your way out of this. So then, what does that mean? Because that's what we were told forever.
Yep.
Right. Your votes matter, and this and that, but it doesn't. Apparently, I don't think it does.
Yeah. I saw somebody, and I can't believe this was up. I can't even believe it made it up for any amount of time. But it was somebody that had a big following, too, that said, enough is enough. Kill them all. I was like, holy shit. That's like...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about all that, but
I didn't post it. Somebody else did. But
Roger calling for fucking.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying somebody posted it. I sent it to you, I think.
This guy's born in Havana, Cuba. You would think he would appreciate the fact of this going on. You know what I mean?
He's bought and paid for.
Oh, of course. So it's he's insane. Back. He's going to be there.
And here's just one example of why it's insane, right?
That's what I'm saying. So then
here's
Ken,
just one example.
Okay, say. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I don't get upset like you do. I was
going to
listen.
No, well, you just started getting going. You weren't like in the middle of something. That's what you do to me. I'm going to go in the fucking middle of something. I'll be at the fucking very end. The punchline's coming. Then Roger will fucking be like, you know, this one time when fucking I was wearing a yellow shirt and black shoes and a white hat.
So placement matter. If I yes. interrupt you in the beginning, it's okay.
Yeah, because then I didn't get fucking the wheels rolling.
All right. Okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that.
So go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, what is to me, you know, becoming existentially clear that there's a two-tiered system of justice is New York City, right? They just had the 4 or 5 migrants that beat the shit out of the 2 police officers, yeah. One of them being a lieutenant. Mm-hmm. They all get no bail. They all get released immediately. But the Marine, right, that yeah. potentially could have either saved lives or harm, at the very least, right. on the subway, right? And obviously somebody died, so there is a difference there, but gets $100,000 bail, and they're going to throw the book at that dude. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, I did see that... we talked about it before. Adams did say something about, like, you coming after one of our own. We're not playing no more. You're gonna see. We don't care. We said migrants, you can come here. But we didn't say you could, you know, commit crimes and this and that. He's like, this ain't even a migrant thing. If you commit crimes, we're coming after you.
Right. Well, the other again, kind of two.
I hope so, though. Are they or not?
I don't.
And what they're gonna come after them? They're gonna arrest them and they're just gonna let them out again.
Nothing's gonna happen. Just like you always say, nothing's going to happen.
So then what the fuck are we doing, bro?
I don't know, bro. It drives me nuts. But again, the other two-tiered system, one of a million that I could name is, you want to leave this country, you got to go through customs, you got to show passports, you got to get patted down, you got to get your dick grabbed, you got to go through a metal detector and all this. But if you want to come into the country, we'll give you a cell phone, we'll give you $1,000, we'll put you up in a place to live for 2 years. It's fucking insanity, bro. It's literal insanity. What's going
on? Yeah, I seen some guy interview, you know, a migrant or whatever, and he's like, "Where you live over here?" He's like, "Yeah, I live there." He's like, "How long have you been there?" He's like, "About 6 months." He's like, "What? Did they give you food?" He's like, "Yeah, 3 meals a day."
Yeah.
That's unreal. Unreal.
I saw something, like some dude had gone over the border 10 times and had collected like $5,500 or something like that. It's insanity, bro. What's going on? And we talk about it almost like...
Why are we getting to this?
I don't know. We're just talking, pal. What do you want to talk about?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's always fucking...
You want to go back to wrestling? What do you want to talk about?
No, it's
buddy?
Always... No, I'm just saying.
Negativity?
Keep talking about this. This is just so fucking...
What?
Like depressing in a way that's... You can't do nothing about it.
So well, the only reason
like your parents,
the only
like
reason
your parents are fucking dictating everything, yeah. and you're stuck with it.
The only reason I even brought it up at all is just because of the vote that happened today with Mayorkas, right? I was like a little not surprised. I was just like, I sent it to you. I was like, you called it.
Yeah,
always happens.
It's a uni party.
Yeah, it's 100% a uni party. 100%.
So how does it stop? Because, like, I seen something that, like...
I think you know how it stops.
I know, but I seen... Yeah, I know. Everyone says it's Trump. Trump's the end all. And I wasn't saying that. I didn't say you didn't. I said, and a lot of people do. But, like, I seen someone put, like... He put a lot of these people in place that didn't work out very good. And they're... You know what I mean? Like, what is going to be different this time? You know?
Who? Like, Bill...
Blinken, right? You put Fauci... there's a couple of them. I don't really recall, honestly. But he,
Barr, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, maybe Barr was one of them. No, I don't think Barr was one of them. I should have screenshotted it, but, you know, it's hard. It's a hard fucking job, obviously.
Well, it's not one man. You know, you quoted Ian Smith a couple times. Ian Smith has also said, you know, you're looking for, like, the Messiah. It ain't one man.
Right. No, you're
Save yourself. The best thing you could do is the exact opposite of what we're doing. Living on the system, living on the grid, you should be off grid if you really want to, like, be self-sufficient.
I know, man, but come on.
Well, you got chickens, pal. I might move in the backyard and just rough it out there.
You're gonna fuck one of my chickens?
I don't know. I didn't say anything about that.
That's what I said. I was thinking about that, you know. like people want to leave Jersey or this and that, and I get why and why that, you know, opportunity maybe, or it's just taxes and cost of living, but like to me it's like my, the people I want to be around are here, here, so why move?
Can you pull that up, Andrew? I saw something about that stat too. The state that is, I think we're in like maybe top three of states people move out Exodus, of the most. Yeah. I think yeah, we're so, top three. California, I think it's number one, I believe. You weren't a Toby Keith fan? You're not a country fan at all?
No. As of recently, I don't know if I was kind of called country, but yeah, I guess I am. Like, you
I'm,
know, like,
I'm becoming more and more. I grew up with it. Everybody I grew up with listened to it, so I always heard it, but it wasn't my favorite music growing up. Later in life, I'm just have a much bigger appreciation for it, and Toby Keith was definitely always a guy. He was always such a
bluesy stuff. I don't like patriot. The twangy country. But I do appreciate it now. Like Zach Bryan, he's pretty good.
Yep. 10 states people are leaving. New York. Oh, New York.
California.
Oh, California number one. New York number
New
two.
New York number two.
Illinois. Three. Why Illinois. Are people leaving Illinois?
Because like the Chicago area.
Yeah. Tax rate.
Pennsylvania.
Oh wow, we're not even. I just heard this on the radio the other day. I thought we were in.
Wow, we're not even top seven, baby.
Hmm. You know those two guys that just talk Jersey-related stuff? They have a podcast. I send you clips of them quite often. New Jersey.
Garden State,
whatever. I think it was them talking about it.
Oh, yeah. They seem very reputable.
Why not?
No, I don't know.
Why don't they? They literally just read articles is all they do.
New Jersey topped the list of most outbound states, followed by Illinois, North Dakota, New York, Michigan, California, Massachusetts, and Kansas. So I guess this is the more correct.
Again, don't we always say this though? No two articles are ever the same about any stat. There is no such thing as science anymore.
No, there is not.
California ranked number six. It just said on that last article, it said number one. So it's weird. If you had to leave here, I know you don't want to, but if you had to leave Jersey, where would you go?
I mean, I know Florida. That's probably the either Florida, Vegas, or Texas. Florida, Vegas, or Texas.
Yeah, I like those three. I think I'm with you on that.
Yeah, Vegas, I know very well.
I'd put Maine in the mix just because I'm from Maine, but I wouldn't go back to Maine till I'm like, well, you're gonna say I'm old now, but till I'm old, you know, retirement.
Yeah. That's like Maine's so fucking far from everything. Like, how far is it to fly from Maine to Vegas? Probably actually not that far, right?
Well, from here, it's
like five and a half, I guess.
I thought it was six out, but it's quicker back, right?
Yeah, four and a half. It's like five and a half, probably.
So Maine to here is maybe, what, 2.5-3 hours to Newark, something like that? 2 hours, let's say, maybe three. So you're, what, 8 hours?
No, it should be different. You're thinking about it. We would have to come down and then over. You know what I'm saying? For Maine, you would just go over. So it probably wouldn't be much more. I bet it wouldn't be much more than it is from here. Maybe a little bit further west.
He's looking it up. Flights to Vegas, Portland, Bangor. Go to Bangor because that's an international
five
airport.
5 hours and 30. It's the same. Told you. It's the same as here.
There you go.
See, I'm pretty good with that stuff, buddy.
Now, why is it the same as from here? Because you're still further east and further north, both.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Why would it be the same?
Because the earth's flat, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm starting to think that maybe it could be.
Oh, stop it. Dude, that diagram, where it said, where it had, this, if the earth's flat, this is how...
Yeah.
Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, and there was a big long line from Japan going left all the way to Hawaii, right? Mm-hmm. And Roger says, why does there have to go this big long line? I was like, well, because the boats didn't fly there, right? The boats can't fly, so they have to take the water,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Sure. He wants to argue.
No, but I'm saying, does that mean the Earth... The Earth's round then,
no,
right?
My point was that
That makes
sense.
The
boats that brought the subs over, right, weren't going to take the exact same path, obviously, as the planes. They would take two different paths. One's by water, one flies over land. That was my point I was making.
Okay, well, I'm sure.
They're not flying in the exact same pattern.
They wouldn't have gone, they don't have enough fuel to go that far.
The subs don't. That's what, oh, yeah, the plane, but the plane, the planes were brought over on aircraft carriers too, right?
Subs do. I don't know about back then. Back then, there were nuclear subs. U-boats. Right?
No, they were just these little ones. Because the harbor was shallow. That was the problem. Mm. I remember they had to modify like the torpedoes even that they were dropping from the planes because they were normally sinking so deep they would hit bottom. They wanted them to stay up off bottom. So I forget, they lightened them up somehow or did something. I remember reading an article about they had to modify their torpedoes because Pearl Harbor is so shallow.
Hmm. Yeah. Modify their torpedoes. Mm-hmm. You read it too.
I can read.
I definitely don't believe that.
Listen, pal, I can read. I'm good. Fucking good, buddy. I get these random texts all the time.
Oh, let's take it out while we're on air. That's good. Let's see. Hey, read it to everybody.
Hi. From a random number.
Hi.
I get them all the time.
It's probably a dude. Definitely a dude.
Probably.
We should do the mean tweets. I heard a tweet about
Ryan. Oh, let's talk about this. It is. You're going to say, oh, politics. It's not really politics.
Sure it is.
It's not really
it's
politics.
Roger.
It's not. You bring up politics as much as me. Did you see the bill that is being introduced now? Obviously, it hasn't passed, and I can't imagine it would pass, but it's Bill S-3589. And Greg Anderson posted today. I sent it to you. But essentially, it's this. Which, I mean, there's no way this would ever pass, but. So, I'll read it as he posted it. An introduced bill worth taking a look at. They want to stop us from training. Why on earth, because obviously Greg Anderson has a BJJ gym. Why on earth would that be? Paragraph 1 reads, offense. It shall be unlawful to knowingly, 1, publicly patrol, drill, or engage in techniques capable of causing bodily injury or death. Paragraph 5 reads, train to engage in any activity described in paragraphs 1 through 4. See how they strip away, and again, this is just Greg Anderson's take on it.
You can't play football, you can't wrestle,
right.
You can't box.
See how they strip away your rights with convoluted language, because obviously it's all up to interpretation, right? Then at the bottom, add training into it. That's their favorite all-encompassing gotcha language. The phrase paramilitary organization sounds pretty radical until you read their definition. 9, private paramilitary organization. The term private paramilitary organization means any group of 3 or more persons associating under a command structure for the purpose of functioning in public or training to function in public as a combat support, law enforcement, or security service unit.
So then I guess that's all police can't train. No police can train then.
It's crazy, right? Man. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying? That's so dumb.
Can you imagine? That's a bill.
I would say that can't pass, but I mean, it'll probably pass.
Yeah.
It'll be done.
I mean, how far does it go? It's insane.
Well, when they start saying we can't do stuff that we've always been able to do, that's when everyone's got us do stuff.
That already happened, right? Nobody.
What?
COVID.
Well,
they took away everything.
You're right.
And most people said, bah.
You're right.
Most people did.
You're right.
Crazy. And I shouldn't say it like that because I kind of get why. You know, a lot of people did because they didn't want to lose their jobs because they had to provide for their family. So that wasn't a fair thing. I was fucking taking what's his name's what's the fucking singer? I love him too. The Motor City Madman. Why am I drawing on? Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent
does that all the time. But he puts his money where his mouth is. Did you see his interview with who's the English guy?
Piers Morgan.
Mm-hmm. He held his own.
Tell you what, Piers Morgan is not. He's kind of middle of the road, though.
Well, he's British, so he's not 2A at all. He's anti-gun.
But as far as like just everything, he's not like super super left or anything. He's pretty rational about this whole transgender shit and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got into a little debate with him a long time ago. Did I tell you that? Yeah.
I wonder if that's still his stance. I don't know.
With the two-way thing? Most definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. Shapiro and him had a good back and forth. I mean,
Ben Shapiro.
He
has a rap song.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
so rough,
man.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Tom McDonald, right? But Tom, I can appreciate
him,
Tom.
Dude,
but
I think it's just a repetition of the same thing over and over. I showed you some of his stuff. Like, wow, this ain't bad. This ain't bad. Then I started like looking into his stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
Well, it's a hot button. You know what I mean? He found a niche, and it was great. It was great for a couple songs. You can't make every song about it.
No, but that's like, I think he wasn't very successful. Then he found out people like this shit. And
well, he sort of became the theme song guy for that movement, right?
Right, I guess. But it's kind of cheesy to me.
Yeah, just a little bit too. It's like it can't be every song. You gotta be good outside of that. You know?
Yeah, but even the ones that are good, I mean, kind of just cheesy. No. Mm. I mean, I don't know, you're such a music connoisseur.
Idiot. What else you got for us, Franklin?
I got nothing, bro. I was banking on you to have all the effort today. Yeah, I've been fucking busy.
You remember the story of Adriana, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Kutch, or Kutch, I guess?
No, Kutch?
Kutch, I think it is. She was the girl that was bullied at Central Regional High School.
Yes, recently, this time last year.
It was about a year ago, mm-hmm. and took her own life. Right. Essentially, there was other classmates that bullied her, kind of beat her up, mm-hmm. I guess, in the in the hallways, and they posted it on social media, and then she... Right. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack and talk about there, but essentially, the reason it's back in the news is because her family is suing the school district, the principal, mm-hmm. They even had grief counselors, I guess, that were working where they're all getting sued.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess you have to do that.
Anti-bullying. Right? Like, I guess most schools have that in place, I guess. They clearly didn't do their job there at that school, but...
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard a lot of different stories about that.
I have,
and
too.
I don't know what's true, so exactly. I'm not even gonna say them.
I've heard those same things.
I don't want to disrespect anything that isn't true.
Correct.
But yeah, so nobody probably knows the real story. That's,
you know. Well, what I do know is no child should be taking their own life, obviously.
No,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely
I think that
not.
Everybody would stand in unity with that. That's got to be a parent's absolute worst nightmare. That should never happen. So
if you have I think there's something that could have been done.
There was a lot of failures there and a lot of parts. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Right down the line, everybody.
But, you know, as far as, and again, I don't know the situation, so I can't say... I probably just put my foot in my mouth, but like, damn, you know, when you got to look at the parents first and foremost, always.
I think there was a divorce. I think she was just with the dad. I don't know the details, and I could be wrong, but I think she was living with the dad because they were separated. Mm. I believe.
Yeah, it's tough. A woman, a girl with just a dad and no mom. Mm.
Again, don't quote me on that, but you know, would. There was a meme today I saw that is crazy about how much children have changed in the last like 50 years. They show kids from like did you see it? It was like a mm-hmm. AI reenactment of what kids were like in the 40s, 50s, 60s, mm-hmm. and just this drastic change.
Oh, how they get fat.
At 2010, like technology, how it like every kid's like this now, and this reenactment, and then in 2020, and then show 2030, and it's just like we're gone, but I'll bring it back to the Adriana Kutch story. Mm-hmm. You know, bullying's always been around. I'm not one that thinks bullying can't exist or you'll ever eradicate it. My kid's been bullied. Every kid's going to get bullied. I got bullied. Frankie's probably the only one that didn't get bullied. Everybody has to experience that. I'm not saying that what happened to her was obviously a whole nother level of it. But then it goes to social media. You know what I mean? And then
that's where
what
I say it's tougher.
It's forever,
girls.
And it's out there to the world.
But not only that, it's forever. I mean, yeah, some stuff can be forever, I guess, if there's like a picture or something like that. But it's the fact that it follows you. There's no way to escape it.
Right.
You know, like at least when back in the day we went to school, you got it at school. You went home. All right, I'm done. I'm not gonna get fucked with today.
Right.
Now they come home. Now they're getting fucked with on their social media, exactly. And you know, through I don't even know they do it through emails and shit. But yep. You know, pretty much social. social media and DMs and Snapchat and group chats. Group chat is a big thing.
Yep.
That's a big thing with kids. You know, I'm learning all this shit. Like, kids are always in the group chats of like 30 people, and they're probably just talking shit about each other within that own group chat. They bully each other within that own group chat.
Correct.
And I mean, it's just the nature of people. People suck, dude. Mm-hmm. That's just what it is. Yep. And I don't know what it is, the best way to arm your kid, but get them involved in something, right? Mm-hmm. Get them involved in something. You know, obviously, I'm always push sports. I was an athlete. Mm-hmm. But if it ain't an athlete, get them into arts and crafts, into horses, into something. I know, and sometimes it's, people need money to do stuff, and I get that, and that's tough, but I don't know. There's stuff you can do. There has to be stuff you can do. Because it's crazy. No kid should be taking their life over something that someone says about them.
Absolutely. I agree. You know?
And you wonder, like, do these kids know someone loves them? That's the thing. Like, if someone beat me down so much and said this and said that and said that, but I knew, like, my mom fucking loved me.
Right.
You know, you're always knowing, like, okay, it ain't the end. I got someone. But some people don't have that.
Right.
They don't fucking have that. And that's sad, man. That's so sad.
Extremely sad. And that doesn't mean you can't, you know, I said, I believe her parents are divorced. Your parents are divorced. My parents are divorced. Yeah. I still had parents that love me, even though, you know, I have two kids. I'm divorced. My kids have parents that love them still. So, yeah, I think that is, probably the biggest, most contributing factor to things going emotionally wrong is if you don't have that loving support from home, you know? It's where things tend to turn downhill. But anyway, I just saw that in the news today, so thought it was worth mentioning. I don't know what's going to happen with that or, you know. Another thing I saw...
Is the school responsible? I mean, like, it's
I don't know.
Unless there was, like, very, like, legit negligence. Like, she said she was going to do something and they didn't address it or something like that.
Correct.
But beyond that, I mean, how could you blame, you know, anybody?
And without having any facts,
like,
are
they going after, like, specific children? Like, other kids or just literally the school system?
I know there was an incredible amount of pressure on the prosecutor who I believe was... Early on, these kids that actually beat her up in the hallway weren't getting, I think they were just getting expelled and some things like that. There was no real legal action, and then they faced legal action because I think there was so much pressure on the prosecutor to prosecute these kids that did it. Andrew could pull that up if he wanted to, but again, another kind of morbid topic. I'll move on. I saw today that standards are being dropped in New Jersey for teachers in our education system.
For teachers, great.
They're being dropped because we have a shortage right now, and they want to make it easier for people to have a lower standard.
You think you'd become a teacher, Raj?
Become a teacher. Maybe. Now that would be like the last job I'd want, I think.
That's just a big...
We're going downhill. Yeah. We're going to hell in a handbasket, bro. Everything's getting worse.
But it's not... Is it just our state? Or is it
I'm sure there's other states.
But I'll tell you what. New Jersey, believe it or not, is one of the better states for education.
Mm.
It really is.
Really?
It definitely is. 100%. So now that we start going down this path, it's not going to help.
Can you put, not that I don't believe Frankie, but I love stats. Can you pull that up where we rank, New Jersey ranks in educate? Okay, hang on, wait. Let me just scan that.
Parents full of anger protested Wednesday outside of New Jersey High School.
This was back when it happened, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Her father, go back up. Her father, who hired her intern, believes the bullying and reposting of the video online drove her to kill herself. Mm. It's just incredibly sad. School's never done anything.
Yeah, I think my cousins weren't wearing it.
Sad.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, Roger doesn't believe any fact I say.
I don't believe any
one
fact.
One of the better
anybody says, not just you, buddy.
Yeah, right. You better fucking believe me because I'm always right.
I do kind of believe you most of the time. Yeah, let's pull that up. Our superintendent resigned shortly after.
Third best school system in America.
Boom.
Bow.
Now the next article he's going to pull up says we're ranked 23rd.
Number one public school in the nation. number one public schools in the nation. What year was this?
What was this?
I'll say. But anyway, we're, like I said, we're top. We're top notch. So we could probably use this fucking stupid teacher here and there. We'll be all right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, honestly, though, that's bad. We have a standard. Right? Where's Maine? Let's see Maine.
Maine. Dude, I'm not proud of my...
Maine.
The more shit I see about my home state lately, I am not... They're building on taxpayers' dimes. Again, I don't want to get into negative shit.
Yes, loves politics.
They're building apartments. I think it's in southern Maine, of course. Apartments brand new on a taxpayer dime that they're going to house migrants in for the next 2 years. Brand new, beautiful, luxurious apartments. Good old state of Maine.
No, that's not, you gotta, yeah.
We don't rank. We're, I'm kidding. I love where I'm from. Southern Maine is a little different.
Let's go. Let's see. The 34th among 50 states. That's why I'm usually right and Roger's usually wrong.
All right, fair enough.
You didn't get a fair shake, bro.
That's true. Yeah, you can't blame me. It's not my fault.
I came from good stock. It's all right.
That's not my fault.
It's all right.
It's
buddy.
Not my fault.
It's all right, buddy. That shouldn't matter, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, it should.
No, what matters is because we have good teachers. Now we're going to have dumb teachers.
Well, they're lowering the standard. I saw it today.
But as long as they believe there's 17 genders, they will get hired. Right?
Yeah, well. BJ Penn, you see, he's running. I mean, obviously, he made the bid for governor, right? He didn't win for Hawaii, but now he's running for Hawaii Council, County Council. Which essentially passes laws and ordinance, from what I understand. So he's still trying to make a difference, but more on a local scale. Because he went, do you remember, BJ, after, I believe, I could have the timeline wrong, but I believe it was after his run for governor, he went dark for a bit. Like, and we had him on the show, and I was like, I really haven't heard much from BJ lately. And then right after the show, and he reposted it for us, it seemed like he did a deep dive again. He went right back in. He started posting these crazy memes and... But he's running for how?
Student council or no. Student council, state, like town council or something like that?
I believe, is it local council or state council? I think it's state council.
I don't know. That's good, though.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's trying to make a difference, right?
Yeah.
He does say some crazy shit sometimes. I read his memes and I'm like, oh man, maybe you shouldn't have posted that one, but we've all been there.
Well, yeah, who knows what's what these days? Who knows what's what these days? I know Roger don't know what's what these days because he went to Maine school system. North Penn School Board, local municipal races. No, this is not... I think Roger's making up stuff again. We can't find it online, so.
No, I'll find it right now for you, pal. I will run for Big Island District 1 County Council.
There you go.
We all have county to run council. For County Council if we have time and opportunity. We have to stop this now. We must run for County Council because we can win these races. Counties don't share vote counts with other counties. So our best chance to run is in this county. That was on his Instagram.
That's cool. That's cool. I guess you got to start small, right?
BJ Penn announces that he's running for Hawaii Council, County Council in 2024.
There you go. Boom. 2024.
Why?
Did you run for anything?
And I'm gonna make fun of myself here, but I'm not bright enough to. So no,
you're probably not in shape enough either.
You would you do it? Because you actually people have brought it, town people from around town have addressed. Nobody's ever brought it up to me, but people brought it up to you. Would you run?
Perhaps like for not. I don't know about mayor. Mayor's tough. Maybe like a council, something like that.
Mm.
We'll get on a board, get a vote, maybe start rubbing elbows with some people, telling them what the real people want in this
town. Is that what Tito's on the...
I think he did, yeah.
He's
Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach Council
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, we know what's going on in our town. You know, it seems like...
Listen, I admit I'm not that bright, but I don't think Tito's any brighter than me.
No,
and I'm a fan.
I put that. I think that's like 50-50. It's about a 50-50 battle. I'll take you. I'll take you. I'll take you on the under.
That's great. You know, I saw a thing. We got to ask Charlie. Kingery's coming on next week. We'll ask him. Charlie had. I don't want to get into it because I want to ask him about it, but there's an influencer out there that accused Charlie of some crazy shit. Anyway, I guess it all got washed out. But this person, this female, who was clearly gay, is now with, I believe, Jenna Jameson. I got to ask Charlie about that when he comes on.
A female?
She's a female.
And she's with Jenna Jameson?
Yeah, and Jenna's always been... Oh, my mic just literally went... Oh, there it's goes. Back.
There it goes.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll ask Charlie about that next week when he comes on.
He's in? We got a confirmation?
Let's see. Did he respond?
No, we're in limbo.
Nope. He's not going to be here.
No.
Wants to push it.
All right. Let's see who else we can get.
Oh,
I don't think we'll ever
it's
ask
the day,
Charlie.
It's the day before... Valentine's Day, and his girl surprised him with plans, but he says if you give him another Tuesday, he'll book it right now and send me confirmation.
Mm. All right, we'll figure that out.
All right, what else you got for us, Franklin? Anything? I know you had my mic. It's me doing it. I'm moving this thing.
Yeah.
All right, let me stop pushing it. I know you had a busy week, busy weekend.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, it was really just surrounded with wrestling.
Mm.
Wrestling and not feeling good. Because of stem cell, maybe not. But I tell you what, I feel excellent right now.
Good.
Feel great today.
So. Same, basically, as you felt when you got back from Columbia, from BioAccelerator, where you had that done? I mean, you have the
well,
same?
I had a bunch of different shots there. Yeah, no, I feel really good today.
Good.
I had a great sleep last night.
Good. Good to hear.
Yeah.
All right, pal. Well, listen, we can wrap now so you get another good night's sleep.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan, buddy.
All right, pal.
Sleep is,
all right.
Sleep is a good thing for
us. Listen, we got an opening for next Tuesday. If anybody's interested.
Who's in? All right, everybody. Loves and kisses.
Champ and the Tramp out. Guys, just a reminder, don't forget to find and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most other podcast platforms.